93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona Soundgarden, who are not coming to the Valley, but who are in the Valley tonight. This is a weird thing. We could talk a couple minutes and then do some commercials and then maybe have you guys play.
Sure.
Please welcome to the studios here, the Twin Peaks Restaurant Studios, Vintage Trouble, who are in town playing at the Crescent tonight. And for those of you that have never seen sort of a straight-up R&B, like, this is a show. This is straight-up, I mean...
straight-up rhythm and blues.
Look at video of James Brown and then update that to 2013. That's kind of what you guys do, and you're the only guys that are really doing what you do right now.
Right, well, we're the only ones that can.
Really?
I'm just joking. I like to say stuff like that to surprise myself.
Let me tell you a story of a guy named Kevin Dubrow, mm-hmm. who talked a lot of smack... and then ended up dead in his apartment on cocaine. So let's not
from
go
smack.
Exactly. Maybe, very possibly.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Give everybody a thumbnail sketch of what goes on with Vintage Trouble. I love the name of your fans, first and foremost, Troublemakers. I think that's awesome. But tell everybody how this happened. How did a band in 2013 think, how are we going to make our way? Let's go R&B.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't think about what we're going to do. We just kind of found a time period that seemed to resonate with all of us. And it was, the 50s and 60s when rhythm and blues and rock and roll were kind of becoming one thing. And people were deciding that you didn't have to separate the two. And, like the time with like Little Richard and Chuck Berry and Etta James and Ruth Brown and even early Stones and early Zeppelin, where they were like, we don't have to say whether we're rockers or whether we're soulers. We can kind of put them together, and then it ends up having this kind of friction. Because, rock and roll is all about wildness and craziness and fire and raw abandonment. And then you got your rhythm and blues, which is all about the rhythm and the preciseness of the groove and the dance. So I think when you put those two mediums together, it makes the body do something that the body can't explain. And usually when the body does things that you can't explain, it gets you excited.
So this is kind of like, we can't shoot you from the waist down.
Well, you can, definitely. I'm planning on helping with some viewers, so go down.
The intentions was when we got together playing, was, we didn't really think of it. I mean, we've all been musicians for a long time, living in Los Angeles and playing with so many different bands and kind of tried everything, and this was the band where we just wanted to let everything go and just enjoy it. just play whatever you play, man. And I think we're coming from a generation where we grew up with a lot of rhythm and blues and rock and roll music. I was corn fed on good Led Zeppelin and all this stuff, So.
That microphone's just not working. All of a sudden, we lost the microphone.
What a great speech!
Yeah, it was a great speech. I'm sure it was fantastic.
All right.
But it's interesting. You said James Brown too, because I think James Brown's kind of an easy one to jump on. But in the end, I would probably put it more. We get a lot of sort of Otis Redding, meets Led Zeppelin, for example. So you got the soul on top of it, but the band that's kind of got a little rock and roll, a little bit of punky attitude to it, that makes it not so traditional rhythm and blues, not so traditional, classic funk band or something like that behind it. And that's one of the things that, like, to Nale's point, when we got together, we actually weren't thinking about it. The only thing that we sort of did to, I think, consciously was to get really strip it down, and even we called it devolving, to get it to its simplest form and get out of our own ways. So we're basically not trying to chase anything. We're just doing what comes natural from within.
Well, I got to be honest with you. The last time this happened, a movement sort of like this, because everything comes sort of circular, was The Commitments. When that movie The Commitments came out, everybody wanted to play Mustang Sally everywhere,
right.
Which is similar to what you guys do, but you do it all originally, which is a nice, refreshing change.
Amen.
So here's what we'll do. We'll have the guys in Vintage Trouble tune up, and then we'll get some commercials out so that the salespeople will get off my ass. There's a big I in me. We're in Arizona. We'll get that taken care of, and then you guys will play for us.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Right. See, I've always said if you can't do it with an acoustic guitar, you can't do it. These guys brought several.
Hallelujah.
So Vintage Trouble up next.
Yeah.
All right, it's Valley's original rock station, 93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. Tonight at the Crescent Ballroom, we were proud to welcome Vintage Trouble back to the Valley. You guys came through town and played opening for The Who. How'd you get that deal? How great is that? Pete Townsend. How'd you get that deal?
Well, it's actually amazing. We, about year and a half ago, we won an award in England. It's called the Classic Rock Award, and we won for Best New Band. And the year that we won that, the Quadrophenia documentary was also winning for Best Documentary or something like that. And so that's when we first came in touch with Roger and Pete.
Well, you get to call them Roger and Pete. Do you really?
I mean, I guess
Pete,
so.
Pete Diddle.
Yeah. And so so we did.
You can't prove that.
We can't prove it. What we did was we did an event for Roger's Teenage Cancer Trust.
Right.
When we were at, right after we'd met them. And then so I guess a year later, a year and a half later, when they were thinking about who could go on the road with them, there were probably a stack of everybody's best friends and everyone's manager's friends and everybody's everybody. And I think the fact that we did that act and the fact that we did the thing for the Teenage Cancer Trust, it might have made us rise to the top. But we lucked out because with the Quadrophenia documentary, the Who really was exposing for the first time to the masses. That, you know, they started out wanting to be a rhythm and blues band.
Right.
And so it kind of, R&B. And so it kind of worked out in our favor because it got to be a whole story to their evening. It was like you got to see the style of music that inspired them to play, and then you got to see them be the amazing legendary Who. And it was great for us, and their fans couldn't have been nicer to us. And it was a shock because we'd heard ahead of time about how the Who fans can be angry sometimes.
We were warned. Boo out the supporting
but
act.
But we loved it, and we couldn't be any more thankful that their fans have come to see us since then, and they just hopped on board. And a lot of the people that had no idea about who we were before they went to the Who concert are now troublemakers, and it's thrilling. I mean, all you can do is hope that people get affected by what you do. And so when you see people coming from another venue to you, it's not humbling, but it's what does he call it? It's empowering.
So you have an album out called The Bomb Shelter Sessions,
mm-hmm.
and on that album is a song called Blues Hand Me Down, which is what we started playing, just sort of no pun intended, out of the blue. To throw on, just go, hey, here's this band that we saw them last night open for The Who. You really should check them out. And all of a sudden, I guess you guys had like a Twitter bromance with our overnight guy, Dick, who was like, has been like going back and forth and communicating. And all of a sudden, there's a show here in the Valley, and you're here at the Crescent Theater tonight. Well, can you, Crescent Ball, can you guys play Blues Hand Me Down? Can you do that acoustic?
Yeah, we'd love to, actually.
Sweet.
All right,
Vintage Trouble. Here you go.
Hand me down.
You all right? Sounds like you might have hurt somebody on that one. That is something.
Hurt somebody driving their car.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, I know. Right now there are dogs in Pinal County going, jeez, that's loud. What is going on with you guys? Vintage Trouble tonight at the Crescent. You can check out KDKB.com for all the details. According to Tom, there are some tickets available. So if you want to go check these guys out, you can do that. Honestly, 2013, how do four guys get into a room that all share the love for this kind? Because you are not faking it. When you're in there, like, a lot of people don't realize this. You know, people think, well, bands go on stage and they don't really enjoy themselves. Even in here, just playing, there's like, you guys love this. You cannot fake what you're doing. How did this happen? Did you run into a bar somewhere? Or
I mean, I really think that is just cool, though. It's like a little bit of a musician's dream. Because when you're playing, when you're growing up like a little kid and start playing and you always look at, you know, like bands, Led Zeppelin or Beatles and all these guys who are, you know, a great band together and the chemistry of people. And it's the big dream to kind of connect with three other guys and be that band, you know. And we lucked out. I mean, we walked into a Richard, our drummer, he has a studio up in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles. And
that's where they make porn, right?
That's Van Nuys.
That's Valley.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Canoga Park?
But we, we walked in there and like five minutes in playing together, we just looked at each other and it was that thing, you know, that you always wanted, you know, and here it is.
And you guys, people don't know this, you're managed by Doc McGee, who's the guy that, you know, handles Kiss and handled Skid Row and handles a lot of other of these bands. How did he get involved with you? Because the way the story I heard was, he found you, became aware of you guys, and then sent you over to Europe, like over in England, like they did, like the old Hendrix story, where America's not ready for this. Send it over to England, make a story, and bring him back. How did that happen?
It was really, you know, what was funny is for us, starting out, like what Nolly talked about in Los Angeles, things took off so fast because literally our first gig after we got in that room together that day was 3 weeks later, and we, you know, we had to cover a whole night, and we picked up basically from playing that gig, you know, what they call residencies, which was they offered us a gig every week, and before we knew it, we were playing four times a week in Los Angeles, you know, a town of 7 million people. We were playing four times a week, all original, all over Los Angeles.
Did you have to pay at any time?
No, as a matter of fact, that was one of the things that we said we didn't have the money to travel, so we were going to play places that basically we were getting paid to play, you know.
Yeah, we didn't even do door. We weren't going to rely on people.
No,
and your friends have to come.
And you know, and what happened was, we in a town of Los Angeles, we picked up a buzz so fast by doing that. We were just working, you know, four nights a week. I mean, there are original bands in Los Angeles that maybe play once a month or something. We were playing four times a week, and so Doc heard about us, and basically showed up to the show, saw it, and was like, you know, next day we were in his office, and he was like, "What? I don't want to change a effing thing. I just want to help you guys, you know, kind of take it across the world." And we said, well, one of the dreams that we had that we talk about all the time was, you know, when the Stax musicians in the 67, the Stax Volt Tour and stuff like that, they actually delivered sort of that, the kind of American rhythm and blues take back to Europe and was spreading it around. And that was one of the things that was a dream of ours. Obviously, there's lots of artists that have kind of gone that route, you know, the Jimi Hendrixes and Tracy Chapmans and so on. And so we you know, that was one of the things that we wanted to do. Is like, rather than go from Los Angeles and go around the States, we wanted to take what we did in Los Angeles and go plop us down in the UK and, you know, in Europe, because you can get to those markets so easy, and do that same thing there and basically spread those seeds from there. And we were very fortunate to get – we went over to London, did a showcase, and the people from a great television show, a brilliant television show called Later with Jules Holland, saw us at that showcase. And 3 weeks later, we were back in London – playing that television show, and our lives changed from that point on. We haven't stopped. So this little record that you spoke of, the Bomb Shelter Sessions, was basically something that we, you know, recorded after only being a band for 3 months as a demo, just to sell in those early Los Angeles gigs. And next thing you know, we play that Jules Holland television show, and before we leave the BBC parking lot, we're the sixth most tweeted thing in the world. And we went over there for 3 weeks, and UK kept us for the better part of, you know, almost 7 months after that. So we started having to tour on this little record that we were shucking out of the trunk of our car in Los Angeles, and we haven't stopped since. It's been over 2 years. It's been amazing.
It's a Cinderella story, really.
It truly is.
Can you do another song?
Cinderfella.
Again, West Hollywood.
Yeah, Cinderfella.
Oh, wait, no, but speaking of Cinderfella, there is Jerry Lewis, which leads us into the Muscular Dystrophy Association on September first, we actually had the honor. We're going to be on the telethon.
The MDA telethon?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys are going to be doing it for Jerry's Kids.
Yeah, yeah, well, I guess it's different now. It's called a show of strength.
Yeah.
And but it's the same exact telethon, and it's really weird. We went in there. It's funny that they call it telethon because no phones ring anymore. So. Yeah,
there's nobody sitting at phone banks.
It's really a textathon.
It's a textathon. Textathon.
Text you.
Yeah, me too. That was going to be my favorite part.
Yeah, yeah, get on the phone.
You want to play another tune?
Yes, we're going to do a tune now called Total Strangers. It's on the Bomb Shelter Sessions record. And the reason we like to do this one basically is because it allows people in the message of the song to understand that when you're in a long-term relationship, you've got to do things to keep your relationship exciting. That's all I'll say for right now. Now we're going to play Total Strangers.
Teenage child, let's make something disappear. Like rapid fire burning wild, we can't afford to miss this. This primitive raw connection, I say get over here. For the resurrection, let's make it. Woo! Love upon the cover like total strangers. Don't make me chase you around in the rain. That's not what tonight gonna be about. See, dig in with your fingers. Scratch tracks down my back like a bobcat. Get to it now. Crying and spying like a maniac. Hey, let's make it. Woo! Love upon the cover like total strangers. Get naked. Woo! Love upon the cover like you don't know me and I don't know you. Like we ain't never done what I'm about to do. Like total strangers. You know what I'm talking about.
KDKB Rocks Arizona with Vintage Trouble. Those guys are going to be town tonight. Yeah. Now, I got to be honest with you. You can't do that without dancing. You are incapable of doing that without dancing. For people that don't know, this radio station, we are held together by Fisher-Price equipment. And so there are no effects. There's nothing we can do to make you sound better than you are. I'm sorry. Some bands it doesn't work out for. For Vintage Trouble, not an issue.
And I can't stand still.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing. Even when I go out like to eat and do out and hanging out and at parties or whatever, people are like, have a seat. I'm like, I can't sit down.
You got like a serotonin thing going, don't you?
I do.
You're like, wah!
Oh, no, definitely. Well, when I was a kid, it was before this whole craze came around. But I'm sure it's definitely ADD and HD and all those D's and A's.
Really?
You know, I mean, I'm serious. Like, I just can't sit still. And when we were kids, they didn't have that yet.
Right.
Yeah, or they didn't title it.
They didn't. Thank God for that.
Yeah, here's the good thing.
No, they just use glue in the seat of your pants and just put you down like a little rascals.
Yeah. Go in your room. Sit in your room. And think,
yeah. Jump around in your room. As long as we don't see you, you're good.
Yeah. Think about it. And but if it's too quiet, hey!
Exactly.
What? Right. What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Nothing. I'm being quiet.
No, when it's too quiet, they open the door to go see what you're doing, and they're just curtain blowing in the breeze because you went out the window.
Or they open the door and wish they hadn't.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you
to you guys for keeping up with rock and roll music and rhythm and blues stuff.
It's awesome. I love the fact that you don't sound like anybody else out there right now.
Well, thank you.
That means something.
It's big props to you guys, too. I mean, because it takes kind of, you know, burls to...
It takes
to
a kind village.
Of, it takes burls to put, you know, to sort of lead... A little bit of the charge nowadays. It almost seems like I think a lot of people are either trying to get a job in the radio industry or desperately trying to protect their job. You know,
or about to lose their job.
Yeah, exactly. And so you know, for you guys to take a chance and, you know, back and forth with you guys on Twitter, it's been great because you've been supporting us early on and you're taking leading the way, and we appreciate it.
That's awesome. And Vintage Trouble tonight at the Crescent. Check out KDKB.com for all the details. I do believe there are some tickets available at the door. Now, give everybody your Twitter and your website and everything so that everybody can get in touch with you and have sort of the relationship that we have.
Yeah, it's everything is Vintage Trouble. So it's one word, you know, Twitter, Vintage Trouble. Same thing with Facebook and everything. You can get it right off our main website, which is vintagetrouble.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys for coming by.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. And have a great show.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Excellent.
This is 93.3 KDKB Music.